ഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീം മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. Discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So today we will discuss the five names starting from the 286th Nama till the 290th Nama. So we have been like repeating this again and again many times, but repetition is the only way that fools like us will implement or even give a thought about implementing Vedanta. Okay, fools are not just the people who are listening, but I am also a fool. We are all fools who are trying to implement or who don't know as to what we will get out of implementation, and as a result of that, we don't implement Vedanta. So we want to go on learning things, we want to learn more and more without even trying to implement. So implementation is out of the question. We don't even try for implementing. So for fools like us who don't even want to implement, want or think, both are the same. We don't even think of implementing. It is very essential to repeat again and again, because that is the only way. And the same like we find in many Vedantic works, as the author says, the authors of many Vedantic works, they say that these are for manda adhikaris, people who are like whose intellect is not that strong. So people whose intellect is not strong like us, because the conviction about the truth is not strong. The conviction is not strong, therefore we are not able to implement it. Even as a person who knows that smoking is injurious to health, but still he is not able to get rid of smoking. That is the state that we are in. We know as to what is right, but we cannot. We are bound by our attachments. We are bound by our duties. We are bound by a lot of things. So the list goes on. It's not just attachment and bondage. It can be extended to n number of things. So it is an exhaustive list that we are bound by. As a result of that exhaustive list, we cannot even think of implementing. But we can think. We can definitely think, and we will think about many things. Oh, if I do this, what will happen? If I do this, what will happen to my parents? If I do this, what will happen to my job? If I do this, what will happen to my life? So all those we are able to think, but the right thing or that which we should really be thinking, we are not able to think. Therefore, we are fools. So these are not my words. Abhajananti ma mudaha manushim tanuma shritam param bhavam ajananto mama avyayam anuttamam or mama bhuta maheshwaram. So those are fools who consider me, Krishna says, those are fools who consider me as limited to a body. Oh, I still consider Devi as Nirguna Brahman. I still consider Devi as pervading the entire world. So I don't see him or her as a form. So how can you say I'm a Muda? The moment we don't recognize the objects that we see as Ishvara, that very moment Ishvara gets limited to the Nama Rupam. There are only two visions possible, as Ramana Maharshi used to say, Jnana Drishti and Loka Drishti. So Jnana Drishti Kritva Jnana Mayim Drishtim Pashyet Bhamma Mayam Jagat. A person who has Jnana Drishti, he sees the entire world as filled with Brahman. And a person who has Loka Drishti sees the world as dual world. So the moment a person says, I cannot implement, I am helpless. He cannot implement Vedanta. That very moment, he is believing, he is considering Nama Rupam to be real, to be Satyam, which itself means that he is not seeing the entire world as filled with Brahman. So those are fools, because they consider, they know, or they try, they have learned that the entire world is Brahman, but still they see Nama Rupam. So Nama Rupam is existing, it is a Sat. The Sat behind the Nama Rupam is always there. Even when we see Nama Rupam, the Sat is there. But what do? We superimpose the Sat on the Sat, on Brahman we superimpose everything. So which means Brahman gets limited by or limited into Nama Rupam, which is what we are doing. So as long as we do that, we will not have any gati in life. We may go on learning and learning and learning and learning. It will have no effect whatsoever in our life. Our life will be pathetic. And at the end of our life, like many people, like Alexander and others, have ended their life in a miserable way. So that is what will happen. And we do see people around us. We see our parents, we see our grandparents who have lived life for a long period of time, 40 years, 50 years, 70 years, 80 years, and still are they content? Is contentment, at least like 1% of their mind is content with whatever they have? No, not at all. So that is what will happen to us as well if we don't really implement Vedanta. And implementation of Vedanta is, it doesn't require any money. Like our parents and people around us need money from us, but implementing Vedanta doesn't need any money. And many things require power as well, power of controlling, or voice, power in words, word power. All those are required in worldly things, but here we don't need any power. We don't need any time. Limitation of time is not there. If we have to join Vedanta course, we have to like look for the right time, the right day when it starts. We have to do all those. But for Vedanta, there is no time. And for many things, most of the things in the world, there is a space, limitation of space. We cannot meet Amma whenever we want to meet. There is a space. Like we can only meet Amma in a particular coordinates in space. We cannot meet her everywhere. It is not possible. So, but with Vedanta, there is no space limitation as well. There is no limitation at all. There is no money involved as well. But still, if we are not able to implement it, what else to call us than fools? And that is the lowest level the Lord Krishna can go. And that is the level, his level. It speaks about his level. He can go only to that extent. So that is what he calls us, Mudaha. We are Mudas. We are fools if we don't try to implement this Vedanta, which doesn't require anything at all. What is required is just trying to remember that everything is Ishvara. Oh, hurricane is coming. Gustavo, or whatever is the name of the hurricane is coming. Okay, let it come. Hurricane is also Brahman. Oh, I don't have anything to eat tonight. That is also fine. It is also Brahman. I'll try to cook. I'll try to go out. I don't have a car. I'll try to walk. I'll try to remain empty in stomach. But still, I will not let go of the thought that everything is Ishvara. And the moment we think about Ishvara, we remember that everything is Ishvara, everything will pave way for us. If the sea could split into two because of the devotion of Moses, because of the faith of Moses to the Lord, then if we have that faith, if we remember Ishvara and have faith in Ishvara, all problems will automatically get solved. Things will get cleared. Of course, things have to get cleared because this doesn't require any limitation. We can be here, we can be there, we can be anywhere. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what we are doing. It just requires a tiny piece of our mind. Vedanta just requires a tiny piece of our mind which abides in Brahman. And even if we have problems, we face problems, that is why we praise various Mahatma, various people, or not Mahatma, sorry, various Devatas. So like Ganapati, so Devi is considered to have created Ganapati out of her own will. So that means if we worship Devi, Ganapati is always there. And what is the main purpose of Ganapati? Main objective of Ganapati, Vigna Nasham. Obstacles will be removed by Ganapati. So that is the purpose of Ganapati. So Ganapati will take care of all obstacles. But we need to have the faith to remember Devi, not forget Devi. And we are not speaking about remembering the proof as to how E equal to MC square. We are not talking about big or huge things like Java, trying to understand assembly language and other things. We are not talking about such things. We are not even talking about reciting the 700 shlokas of Gita. We are just talking about just remembering Ishvara. If we can't even do that, what is the point of living life? There is no point of living life, because life will be, our life will get fulfilled. Our life will become blessed only when we realize that everything is Ishvara. And the one way to realize that everything is Ishvara is by always remembering that everything is Ishvara. And if we can remember when to eat, when to do this, and even when we are amidst or in a spiritual environment, if we can remember as to, oh, my project mate will call, I have to support work. If we can do all those, we can remember the truth as well. And remembering about work, even when we are with Amma, remembering about work, that requires an effort, and that will affect our future in a bad way. But this, or remembering Ishvara, will that affect our future? Yes, it will affect, but it will only affect in a positive way. Everything will help us if we do that. So, I cannot remember always. When I am working, I forget. Do we forget to get our salary when we are working? We don't. Do we forget to call our parents when we are working? No, we don't. Do we try to do a lot of things? Try to see, okay, this is my lunch time. Let me go and grab lunch. Do we forget lunch when we are working? If we don't do all those, we have no right to say that, I cannot remember Ishvara. I forgot Ishvara. And it's not 700 shlokas that we have to remember. It is just remembering Ishvara. Even if we can't even do that, we have no right to be here. We have no right to learn Lalita Sahasranama. We have no right to get the fruit out of Lalita Sahasranama. So after like many years of learning Lalita Sahasranama, after 1,000 names have been covered, we'll go to Amma and say, Amma, I am still an Ajnani. What should I do now? And then next to Sahasranama, Shiva Sahasranama, and like it will go on and go on. 84 crore devatas, all those devatas, Sahasranamam will continue. But instead, if we are able to like spend some effort initially to remember Ishvara, and that initial effort is only what is required, after that automatically it doesn't affect external activities, it doesn't affect where we are, what we are doing, it doesn't affect anything at all, then why can't we remember? Those are people who don't want to remember, who don't want moksha. But externally, I want moksha, I want moksha, I want moksha. Internally, no, I cannot do this. How can I go to Tejomi Ananda and learn? Let him throw, let him send across, let him mail moksha and I'll take it. So that is how we are. We want everything to be spoon-fed. Like we want moksha to be spoon-fed to us. And we want like masters, spiritual masters to come to us and teach. And Mahatmas like Amma, Balakrishna Nair, Tejomi Ananda and others are so compassionate that they even try that. But even then we will say, when they come to help us, Oh, no, I need at my home. I need to sit at home, and in laptop I need to learn. That's how I need to learn. So that is what we do. That won't work. That will not help us at all. But instead, if we put a little effort to remember Ishvara, try to keep Ishvara 18 hours other than the time we are sleeping, if we try to remember Ishvara, all obstacles that we face will be removed. Why? Because Ganapati is the son of Devi, and today being Ganesha Chaturthi, so we can offer our prostrations to the son, to the Manasika son of Devi. So a son denotes somebody who is part and parcel of his mother, because he has come out of his mother. It means the mother is what gives birth to the child, not just birth, but even the body and other things. So that means Ganesha is Devi alone. So Ganesha will protect us whenever we need, if we surrender onto Devi. So on this day, let us offer our prostrations to Ganesha. And why does Vedanta say that it doesn't have any restrictions whatsoever? Aren't there restrictions as to who can learn? Only Brahmins can learn. That is what the Shastras say. So Vedanta doesn't say anything like that. If somebody says like that, it is their own impression, it's their own concept. So that is what is explained in the next Nama. Om Varna Ashrama Vidhayini Namaha. Varna Ashrama Vidhayini. So one who created the Varna Ashrama, so this is the same thing that Krishna says in Gita. Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagashah Tasya Kartaram Aham Iddi. I forgot, my memory is not working that well, so I forgot. But Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagashah Chatur Varnyam. Chaturvarnyam means like the Chaturvarnam, or the four Varna Ashtamam, the four Varnas. So that has been created by me. And how has that been created? Guna Karma Vibhagashah. Vibhagam, or the classification, is based on Guna and Karma. It is based on one's quality. Guna means one's inner tendency, and Karma, and based on action. So there is no mention of Janma there, or birth. It is not based on birth, but it is based on Guna and Karma. It is based on the quality. If a person's inner quality or the action that he does, he is suited for a particular action, then he can be a Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, or Shudra. And since all of these are Devi has created all these categories or classification, which means that each of them have access to Devi. And again, it's not based on birth. It's only based on gunam and karma. Therefore, this means that any of these people are eligible. Because it's not based on janma. It is not based on janma, but it is only based on the activities that we do. And that is for a better life, or a life which is conducive to spiritual progress. So that is why the classification has been created. And since Devi has created, she cannot make any distinction or differentiation. Such a Devi who creates Chaturvarnam, or the four Varnas, Varna Ashramam, and differentiates between each of those, she cannot really love everything. She cannot be dear to everything, and that is not what the Shastra says. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshyoti na priyah. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. I maintain equanimity towards the entire world. Name dveshyoti na priyah. I don't have any anger, hatred, priyah, nor any attachment as well. A greater loving or greater hatred I don't have with anyone. So सुहृदं सर्वभूतानां ज्ञात्वा मां शान्तिं ऋच्छति. सुहृदं सर्वभूतानां, ऐ एम ए फ्रेंड टू एवरी वन, ऐ वॉन्ट टू हेल्प एवरी वन. दैट इज वॉट वी सी इन महात्मास लाइक अम्मा एंड अदर्स. सो दैट दीज स्टेटमेंट्स और दीज नेचर, द नेचर ऑफ द लॉर्ड एज बीइंग एज not reacting to anyone, seeing everybody as their friend, everybody as one, will not be valid if there is differentiation in the varnashramam. And since there is no differentiation for any varnas, that they cannot seek Ishvara, they cannot realize, that means realization or moksha or Vedanta in general doesn't depend on either gunam or karma. So the next nama is also like to, in a way together to this. Om Nijajna Rupa Nigamaye Namaha. So Nijajna Rupa Nigamaye Namaha. Nigama, Devi brought or Devi created the Vedas. Nijajna Rupa, as her own, what to say, the right word to use is Ajna, or her own predicament, we can say. So Devi created the Vedas in the form or as a result of her statements, or we can also consider it like Reya Shiranna says, the Nigama or Vedas are Nija Ajna Rupam. Vedas are Devi's words, Devi's Ajna. Devi's Ajna means Devi's Ajna is much more, like I'm not getting the right word for translation in English for Ajna, but it means a, something like a ruling of a king, we can say something like that, or the final verdict of a judge, something of that sort. So what do the Vedas have? The Vedas have the way to moksha. So Devi's ruling is that everybody should get this moksha. Devi's ruling itself is moksha. So that means it also like is supporting the previous nama, that Devi doesn't differentiate between anyone. Therefore the Vedas are Devi's ruling. So Vedas are Devi's ruling. Devi's rulings are Vedas. Either way we can put it, we can term it in English anyway. The Vedas are Devi's rulings, Devi's rulings are Vedas. So whatever it is, Vedas are what Devi really wants us to learn. And Vedas, in Vedas, what does Devi want us to learn? In Vedas in particular, that is Upanishad or Veda Shirsham. So that is what is explained in the next to next nama. So Om Shruti Simanda Sunduri Kritapadabja Dulikayai Namaha. So Veda Mata, so Devi created, like the Vedas were Devi's ruling or Devi's verdict or Devi's words. So Devi's words are Vedas, means like Devi's words has to be, somebody should be taking care of Devi's words, somebody should be there who ensure that Devi's word verdict is followed. So the judge gives the verdict, but that doesn't end there. The policemen and others have to ensure that people or who to whomsoever the judge has given the verdict, they really stick on to it. So there is Veda Mata. So Vedas itself can be considered as that, but there is a Veda Mata or a Devata, for a Devi for Veda, which is Veda Mata. And that Veda Mata, Shruti, and that Veda Mata, Simanda Sinduri. So Simandam means like the place, the place in the forehead where the hair is split into two, so the middle portion. And there Sinduri means Sinduram, whatever women or married women put. So that Sinduram is Pada Abjadulika. So Devi's Padam, Tripura Sundari's Padam, Pada Duli is the Sunduram on Vedamata's head. So we can consider it this way, as Uriya Shivaranda beautifully explains, that we can consider that Devi's Pada Duli, it is at the top of the Veda, Veda Shirsham, which means Upanishad. So it is that Upanishad. Upanishad is Devi's Pada Dhuli. Padam means Devi's very basis. Devi's very basis is Upanishad, which is Veda Mata, and it is Upanishad. So if somebody says Vedas, I cannot learn the Vedas. It takes an entire lifetime to learn just one shaka of the Vedas. So how can I learn the entire Vedas? No, you don't have to learn, my dear child. That is what Devi is telling, that you don't have to learn. You just have to learn Upanishad alone. And what does a person get by learning the Upanishads? What does a person get by following Devi's Ajna, which is the Upanishads, the Vedas, and in short the Upanishads? Om Punya Punya Phala Pradhayai Namaha. For such a person, like Devi will give Punyam. So Devi is Punya Apunya Phala Pradha. Devi is the Phala Pradha, the fruit, giver of fruit. So Devi gives the fruit to Punya and Apunya. So Punyam and Papam, good and bad karma, Devi is the giver of the deed. So in other words, like why that Nama comes after Vedam, after Nijajna Rupa Nigama, is that Vedas, it is from the Vedas that we find Punya, Papam, etc. being what is Punyam for a person, what is Papam for a person, all those are defined there. And since those are Devi's words, therefore Devi is the giver of Punya and Papa Phalam. And if we seek Upanishad, then what can we get? We cannot get Papam. A person who really learns the Upanishad and tries to implement it, such a person cannot have any Papam. Papam cannot stay in a place. Like if we take Jesus' life, like Satan or devil was able to stay in front of Jesus only for a couple of minutes, not even for that moment. He said, like, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. And immediately Jesus moved his face away and said, get away from me. And that also shows as to what we have to do in our life. When devil stands in front of us offering us a good parents, a good duty, you can take care of your duty if you stay here. And we immediately fall a prey to it. If we fall a prey to it, then Punya Apunyam, we will be controlled by Punyam and Papam, will be world. We'll be tossed here and there, Swarga and Bhuloka and other Lokas. We'll be tossed here and there. Whereas, like Jesus, if we are able to set aside, say, I don't want all this, I want Upanishad, I want implementation of Vedanta, and I know that it doesn't cost much, it doesn't take much effort, and therefore I want only that, then devil will not stand there. So as devil doesn't have a place in front of Jesus, similarly Papam doesn't have a place where Devi resides, Devi's thought resides, which means a person who is following the verdict of Devi, which is learning of the Upanishads and implementation of Upanishads, such a person will never have any Papa Phalam, he will only have Punya Phalam. So the last Nama of the day is Om Sakala Agama Sandoha Shukti Sampuda Moktikayai Namaha. So in the previous Nama, we saw that Devi is Upanishad. We can consider Devi wants us to learn the Upanishad. Devi itself is Upanishad. Upanishads are Devi's Padadhuli, which is Devi itself. So here in this Nama, it specifies that Sakala Agama Sandoha. So all Agamam, all Vedas, like various Vedas, the Chatur Vedas, the Vedangas, the Upangas, including everything in all those, if all those are considered, I'm not getting the right word to explain here. We can consider that all those are pearls. So if all those are pearls, so all those are small pearls, then Devi is a very big diamond amidst or in all those pearls. Shakti Sampura Mauktika. Mauktika means like a jewel, we can say. So the Vedas all are pearls because they have wisdom in them, they have way to live, everything is there. But in all those, what shines amidst as a jewel in all the Vedas, that is Devi. So this is a figurative way of telling or speaking about Brahman. Vedas speak about quite a lot of things, and in all those, what is the jewel in the Vedas, that is Brahman, because Brahman is the subject matter. Brahman is the king in the Vedas. Brahman is that which can make our life fulfilled. And even if we face obstacles in life, a person will definitely face obstacles. Even if when Krishna himself was accused of stealing Samantaka jewel, so Krishna had to face quite a lot of trouble. So if Krishna himself had to face that, if Rama had to face the obstacle of people doubting him and his wife, so we will also definitely face obstacles. But at that time, rather than falling a prey to the devil, falling a prey to those obstacles, we should remember Devi. And the moment we remember Devi, like Jesus was able to set aside devil, and immediately he got grace of the Lord in the form of realization. So if we surrender on to Devi, if we remember Devi amidst all these obstacles, then Ganapati will protect us. So may Amma bless us so that all our obstacles are removed very easily, so that we don't struggle much in the spiritual path towards realization. Namaskar.